This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last.
When the dollar fails from the financial collapse that's coming because of all the bailout money, the counterfeit printing of fiat currency, you know, all the bailouts, Fed buying bonds now, corporate bonds, junk bonds, buying everything in sight. They're going to probably soon just start buying equities. So basically, the Federal Reserve is going to own all the companies, all the debt, all the real estate, all the loans, everything. It's insane. But this will lead to the collapse of the dollar and probably the collapse of the United States of America. But what brought it down? Really, technically, it is a cyber attack. And by cyber attack, you say, wait, what do you mean? I thought it's the virus. Well, the virus is a piece of code. The virus has, I think it's 38,000 base pairs of genetic material. The virus, in essence, is binary code, and it's code that is taking down all the most powerful banks and currencies and countries of the world, economically speaking. Now, a lot of people don't realize that DNA and RNA are binary code. I mean, let's face it, DNA is binary. It's a binary storage system. It's an encoding system for synthesizing proteins for the most part. And it is binary storage. It happens to use amino acids as its binary storage system, whereas, of course, microchips use silicon and, you know, random access memory and all that. But digital systems exist in the world of biology. You are based on a digital storage system. And there's a copy of it in every living cell in your body. That's your DNA. That's how they do DNA analysis, right? If they can get a sample of your DNA, they can sequence your DNA, and they can get basically a blueprint of your genetic code. And all that is done through analyzing the binary makeup of your DNA, which is the same basic structure of storage of data that the coronavirus is using as well. And it's only 38,000 base pairs. In other words, it's 38 kilobytes of code. You wonder why they call a computer virus a virus? Because a computer virus is a small piece of code that is similar to biological viruses. You know, a lot of younger people today, when you say virus to them, they assume you mean a computer virus because they're not even aware of the biological viruses that existed before computer viruses. But computer viruses were named viruses because they resemble the biological viruses that came first. And again, this virus, the coronavirus, only has 38 kilobytes of data. And yet, 38 kilobytes of data, which is smaller than almost any computer program that you could imagine in the modern era. I mean, even an app on your phone is often megabytes. We're talking about just 38 kilobytes, not even one-tenth of a megabyte. Less than one-tenth of a megabyte. And yet, it can bring down the world's financial systems? That's a cyber attack, in a sense. Or you could say a bio-cyber attack, a genetic cyber attack, that really no banking system and no government security agency had ever defended itself against a cyber attack of a virus. They always assumed that cyber attacks would come through the internet. This one didn't. This came through, well, travel. It came through the lungs, sharing the virus through the lungs, spreading it, infections on airplanes and cruise ships and nursing homes and restaurants and so on. That is what's bringing down the global financial system. So this was never modeled into any financial system. None of the risk models ever thought a cyber attack could succeed that did not use the internet or HTTP or, you know, Ethernet cables or computer code. They did not anticipate a cyber attack that was not based in computer code. And they never could have imagined a hacker being a non-living system. So this coronavirus is not alive. It's a piece of code that self-replicates because it can. It is not living. It has no motivations and no intentions. It's not terrorism, because terrorism implies a specific goal-oriented outcome, you know, to cause fear or to achieve political change or whatever. The virus is not a terrorist because it has no consciousness, so it has no motivation. It has no aims. It has no goals, and it's not asking for ransom. So you can't pay it off, and you can't threaten it. You know, governments, normally, they can threaten terrorist nations, or they can threaten terrorist cells, or they can threaten individuals who they think might be about to carry out acts of terrorism. But you can't threaten a virus. You know why? Because it's not alive, and it doesn't understand what you're saying. You can't, just like you can't threaten a bacterium because it's not listening. It has no ears. It doesn't understand anything. It's got no consciousness. A virus has no nerve cells. There is no intelligence in a virus. It's just cause and effect. It spreads because it can. It's kind of like it self-replicates as an accident of cause and effect, an accident of RNA, reverse transcriptase. Self-replication happens because it can. It's almost like a glitch in the matrix. It's like a bug in the system. Well, I guess really it is a bug in the system. It replicates because it can. And this one in particular was engineered to spread quickly, to spread asymptomatically, to avoid detection, and to cause just enough deaths to make it worth shutting society down, but not enough deaths to kill the host quickly, which means that it will spread easily, and it will spread very effectively, and it will cause the damage and the lockdowns and the economic shutdowns that we are seeing right now. It was engineered, which means this piece of code was built by humankind. In other words, it is a hack. And so the minds that built it did have a motivation. The minds that built it wanted to build something that would destroy humanity. So you could say, well, there's a consciousness and a motivation behind the virus. Even if the virus itself has no consciousness and no neurology, there's still a motivation behind it. So the real cause of the crash of the global financial system that's coming is the death science industry, which goes hand in hand with the vaccine industry. So the vaccine industry, which is the front for the biological weapons industry, they go hand in hand. They get all the same NIH funding, all the same, money and grant aid from Dr. Fauci and others at the NIH. This is what really is causing the global collapse. The desire to build a weapon that kills people because they thought it would be nice to have such a weapon in their arsenal. In addition to nuclear weapons and chemical weapons and kinetic weapons, they wanted to have a self-replicating biological weapon, and they succeeded in making it, and they did not succeed in keeping it contained. And so what we are experiencing as a world today, the economic collapse that's coming, the social collapse, the revolutions, the civil war, the martial law, the mass starvation, the mass homelessness and joblessness and hopelessness, all of that is because of the vaccine/bioweapons industry. That is the force of death and destruction that has brought us to this day, to this scenario of collapse and destitution and suffering and death and mass graves in New York and around the world. And yet it is the same industry, the vaccine industry, that claims to be our saviors. They're going to save us from this, they claim, if they only get more money. They're the ones who built this. They're the ones who engineered the cyber attack, the bio-cyber weapon. They built it, and now they want more money to try to stop it. Maybe the correct answer is, instead of funding these people, we should execute them after having them arrested and subjected to a trial. Maybe Francis Boyle is correct that these people should be given the death sentence after found guilty of building death weapons. As a society, we have a death sentence, by the way. We kill murderers after they've been given a trial to stop them from killing others. What if the murderers wear lab coats and get vaccine industry funding? What if the murderers are part of the death science industry that's funded by the NIH using taxpayer dollars to build weapons of mass destruction? Because it appears that those are the far more dangerous murderers of our time. Not the guy who's a mugger, or who uses a knife or a gun to kill some random person in the street or to carry out a mass shooting in a nightclub, but rather the death science practitioner who builds self-replicating weapons that are specifically designed to target the respiratory cells of living human beings and to exterminate those human beings. Because that is what it appears like we are facing. What should we do about it? That's the question of the day. Thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, for pandemic.news and naturalnews.com. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a two-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock, even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel, first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.